What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 27th, 2023, getting down to the end of the month here, coming up on the 4th of July holiday weekend. And we're going to have some safety tips for you about that, you know, for people who are inexperienced in handling fireworks and such. Anyway, another very, very busy news day. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to try and plow through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Julie is in our control room taking care of business. And before we get into the news here, we're actually dealing here in southwestern Indiana with some of that smoke from the Canadian wildfires. And I was looking at this map, and apparently there is a buildup of that smoke over this part of the country. And the Indiana Air Quality Management Board just sent out an alert, you know, and I can feel it in my eyes. They're stinging a little bit, and it's clearly very hazy out there as well. So, you know, I know they're trying to say that this is all global warming and climate change, but they've arrested a bunch of people for arson setting the fires. And satellite photos show these fires erupting all across the area at virtually the same moment in time. That just does not happen. All righty. So getting on into political news here. Donald Trump has had a wonderful reception up in the state of New Hampshire. They absolutely loved him. Sold out crowd as is usual. And apparently, Donald Trump has been awarded the Man of the Decade Award from the Oakland County Republican Party. That was reported on One American News here. Now, if the deep state and the Democrats and Joe Biden thought that, you know, all these indictments against Donald Trump were going to be his death knell, he's going to have to step down, you know, because, you know, shame on him, he's been indicted, his poll numbers have actually gone up. Everybody knows these indictments are political hatchet jobs. They know that the 2020 election was stolen from him. There's a deep instinct to right a horrible wrong that has been done to this man and to the nation. You know, it wasn't just done to Donald Trump. It was done to all of us. Okay, so anyway, despite being indicted twice in 2 months, Donald Trump is firmly in place as the front runner for the GOP nomination. And this is from Emerson College. They did a survey this month. Trump was out front by 38 percentage points. According to the YouGov Yahoo News poll, he's up 20% over his nearest challenger, who is Ron DeSantis. NBC News released a new poll conducted by Hart Research Associates and Public Opinion Strategies showing Trump's lead up by 5 points since before his indictment, from 46% to 51%. And Public Opinion Strategies co-founder Bill McIntyre said, for the first time in history, a former president has been indicted, and we can't find a marker in the survey that this has had any impact on it at all. Okay. Now, unfortunately for Joe Biden, the polls are not quite as kind to him. There's a new NBC News poll, and it found over two-thirds of voters, including almost half of the Democrats, are concerned that Joe Biden does not have the necessary mental and physical health to be president. I mean, his decline mentally is obvious every single day. I mean, God save the Queen. What the heck was that supposed to mean? And so basically, this is a 17-point increase in just 2.5 years. And there's an interesting article that came on out of American Greatness, and it says the GOP needs to regroup to face potential new challengers. Don't just think that you're going up against Joe Biden because he's finished. You know, he may say he wants to run again in 2024, but he's not going to complete his term in office. You know, we're seeing the rapid progression of his dementia. And there was a video of him the other day where there's obviously something going on in the room, and people around him are responding and listening and so forth. And Joe is just staring ahead blankly, like he's, you know, not even there. This article is also pointing out this thing about God save the Queen, man, whatever that's supposed to mean. Now, if you notice Joe Biden, when he walks, he has an asymmetrical gait that is very often an indicator of dementia. And of course, his continued refusal to take a cognitive examination does suggest that something has gone wrong there. Now, if they're going to let Biden resign, or they're going to 25th Amendment him out, or with all the whistleblowers coming forward, he might actually be impeached, although the Senate will not remove him from office. But he may step down the way Richard Nixon did. And unfortunately, they're not going to be able to just put Kamala Harris in there, because she has the worst net negative rating of any vice president in all the years NBC has been running this poll. Okay. And while voters are very concerned about Joe Biden's mental health, they're even less impressed with the vice president. And apparently, Kamala Harris has a historically low approval rating of 32% in the survey, compared with 49% who have a negative view of her. So it's pretty serious out there. And Kamala Harris' terrible poll numbers come amid a concerted White House effort to broaden her appeal so that she would not be a liability on the Biden-Harris reelection campaign trail. Unfortunately, she is going to be here. Now, there's a big situation going on where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to debate Joe Biden. And Joe Biden and the Democratic National Party saying, no, there will be no debates. You know, you're just going to run on Biden's track record. Well, maybe we shouldn't go on that. Let's run on the fact that Joe Biden is a really good looking guy and wears his suits very well. And he's got a really great wife and so forth and so on. So anyway, Robert Kennedy Jr. Was on an episode of Club Random with Bill Maher. And Bill Maher just slammed the press coverage, okay? And he says, you know, even 80% of Democrats want to see a debate between Joe Biden and Robert Kennedy Jr. And Maher was, putting on out, he's looking at this New York Times headline from June 5th, quote, in chat with Musk, Kennedy pushes right-wing ideas and misinformation. Okay, and Maher is very angry because that is not objective news reporting. That kind of commentary should go on the editorial page, and instead it's being pushed as news. And I'm seeing a lot of that right now, where the corporate media is just completely abandoning all of the journalistic principles they've had since the days of Edward R. Murrow. And also from that New York Times article, Mr. Kennedy is a longtime amplifier and propagator of baseless theories, okay? And, of course, what they're talking about is the fact that Robert F. Kennedy is convinced that there were conspiracies in the death of his uncle and his father, and he has, of course, made a career out of challenging the conventional wisdom regarding the safety of these mRNA COVID shots, which is... it's established these things are harmful, and yet the corporate media is still in lockstep saying, the vaccines are safe, the vaccines are safe, the vaccines are safe, you're going to get your shot, get your shot, get your shot. Now, there's a video that came on out where Joe Biden makes this weird comment about we got a lot done, we sold a lot of state secrets, things like that, and the White House is saying that Biden was just trying to make a joke. But a lot of people are saying it really was not funny, especially with all the allegations coming on out about Biden corruption. And maybe it was just the dementia loosening his lips a little bit more than normal here. Now, Biden continues to maintain that he never had any discussions with Hunter Biden regarding the business deal. But now the House Ways and Means Committee has released testimony from two IRS whistleblowers who claim Justice Department, FBI, and IRS officials interfered with the investigation into Hunter Biden and the decisions were influenced by politics. Okay, so the evidence is that, yes, Joe Biden was there. And there was this WhatsApp message from July in 2017 from Hunter Biden to Harvest Fund Management CEO Henry Zhao. And apparently Hunter typed in there that Joe Biden was sitting right next to him. They were very angry. There were certain commitments that Harvest Fund Management had made to them. And apparently within just a few days of that WhatsApp message, one of the $5 million payments showed up in the Biden's financial web, if you will. Now, former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman is looking at the incriminating WhatsApp message unveiled last week, and he's basically saying that WhatsApp threat alone, which amounts to extortion, okay, that alone is grounds for impeachment. And I think the House is getting ready to impeach. Sadly, the Senate is under Democratic control, and unless some Democrats break ranks, Biden will not be removed from office. That's just the ugly, ugly reality. Now, there was a story that broke just before we went to airtime. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Apparently, there has been a second WhatsApp message to a Chinese CEFC associate. This was Gong Wen Dong. And apparently, there was the CEFC was also part of the Biden's network of corruption here. Now, the chairman in question was named Yi Jinming. He's a Chinese billionaire tied to a CCP intelligence gathering agency. He has disappeared and is presumed dead. Okay. All righty. Now, let's see. Over at Newsmax, let's do that. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker was on Newsmax earlier today and said there is just too much evidence of Department of Justice interference. It's not innuendo. It's not thin. It's just solid. It's a solid case, and it needs to be investigated. Who blocked this investigation? Who prevented U.S. Attorney David Weiss from Delaware from bringing charges he felt were warranted under both Department of Justice policy and federal criminal law? That needs to be found out. Okay. Now, the federal prosecutor, according to this IRS whistleblower, actually told six witnesses that he couldn't bring charges against Hunter Biden outside of Delaware. And, of course, yes, he could. These are federal charges, and they can be brought anywhere. But they wanted to keep them in Delaware to try and make sure they got a sympathetic jury here. All righty. Now, the judge overseeing the federal government's classified documents case against former President Donald Trump has ruled that special counsel Jack Smith must turn over his list of 84 witnesses to the media and the public. Jack Smith wanted to keep it all secret and hush-hush, but apparently Judge Eileen Cannon delivered her ruling yesterday after repeated requests from media outlets to obtain the list of individuals who prosecutors will rely on as they make their case that President Trump allegedly possessed classified documents after leaving office and obstructed an investigation by authorities to reclaim them. Now, a little side note. Remember when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago? The FBI ordered the staff to turn off all the security cameras. Now, who is interfering with an investigation there? So, anyway. Now, legal expert and author Mark Levin is saying that the Trump lawyers need to file an immediate motion to dismiss the entire case, and that, frankly, Jack Smith is risking prison for prosecutorial misconduct. Now, former President Trump was covered by the Presidential Records Act, which says he can declassify anything and take anything he wants, and that is the law. And Jack Smith is trying to go back to the Espionage Act, you know, a long, long time ago, and pretend that there's no such thing as the Presidential Records Act here. And there are all these leaks against Trump involving testimony and documents. They're all coming from the government side, because remember, Donald Trump has been told by the judge he can't make any public statements about this case. So the only information that's coming on out to the media is coming from the side that wants to destroy Donald Trump. And so Mark Levin is saying, there are felonies going on here. There's clear prosecutorial misconduct and clear efforts by the government to influence the jury pool. You know, it's a kangaroo court is really what it is. And, that common feature in dictatorships, which appears to be what we're living in right now. Okay. Now, a little bit of good news for Donald Trump. The United States Supreme Court has tossed a closely watched case on whether Democratic lawmakers can legally sue to obtain documents related to former President Donald Trump's former Washington, D.C. hotel. Okay? Now, these are, you know, records unrelated to Donald Trump's term in office, but the Democrats wanted to go after them. And, you know, basically the Supreme Court has said, no, this, you can't do this one here. All right, now, there's been a little bit of problems over at the the White House press room. And there's this reporter, Simon Atiba. He's from Today News Africa. And he basically, you know, called Karine Jean-Pierre on the carpet because he'd been there 9 months and was never called on once for a question. And seems like there's a little bit of discrimination going on there. And apparently the White House has now removed the video of Simon Atiba confronting Karine Jean-Pierre. You don't want to know that there's anything bad going on. But the fact is that Karine Jean-Pierre has been getting very hostile with reporters when asked legitimate questions about the Biden corruption case. And now these reporters in the press room are calling for Karine Jean-Pierre to be fired and replaced with somebody who really knows the job and knows that you need to be respectful to the members of the press. Okay? And so that may be happening as well. All right. So we know the government is corrupt. The big question is, to what extent? Okay. Now, political corruption is easy to define. It's leveraging the power of your position for personal private gain. And this covers a lot of territory, you know, personal gain from freebies, bribes, sweetheart deals, insider information, revolving doors between the private sector and state positions, so forth and so on here. But the big question is, you know, how much of it is going on? Now, some countries like China, corruption is just an accepted fact of daily life. Now, here in the United States, we like to think that corruption is very, very rare. You know, that we have, you know, yes, there was a Richard Nixon. Yes, there was a Teapot Dome scandal, you know, but those were the exceptions to our normal, orderly, honorable government. But recent events seem to suggest that, in effect, it really is accepted in the higher levels of government. Of course, you and I can't engage in these kind of things, but it's become obvious there are two completely different standards of justice, criminality, and punishment. And if you're above a certain level, if you are an untouchable, as the CIA likes to call them, that you can do whatever you want, and you will get a wrist slap with a piece of wet spaghetti, and just like Hunter Biden did. Now, a whistleblower has come forward saying that the FBI threatened to fire employees who dared question the different approaches to the Black Lives Matter riots versus the January 6th protest at the Capitol building. Obviously, there was a double standard there. Remember, the mostly peaceful riots while the city's burned in the background, and then the Trump supporters just calmly walked through the Capitol building like tourists, and, oh, it's an insurrection. And again, take a look at what happened in Russia and Ukraine over the weekend. That is what an insurrection actually looks like. Okay, to nobody's surprise, there's been an Axios SurveyMonkey poll showing that 72% of Americans believe the corporate media deliberately reports fake news. In other words, they know the corporate media is lying to them. Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's poison gas, and on and on and on. We've been down that list so many times, I should have it tattooed on my arm here. And so apparently only 25% of Americans still have any kind of trust in the media. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money is
and
gone?
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about politics here. And there was an interesting article in Zero Hedge saying it's time to get rid of the federal disinformation bureaus. There are a lot of them. And it seems like there's, setting aside, propaganda concerns, there's a lot of overlap and a lot of waste. And apparently, the big money is in controlling online discussion of things like the Biden corruption, the dangerous COVID vaccines, the futility of war in Ukraine, and so forth and so on. And, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence Center has as a motto, exposing deception in defense of liberty. The problem is the U.S. government, has proven itself expert at generating its own disinformation against Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, Assad's gassing his own people, which never made any sense. Meanwhile, the United Nations wants to create a new internet. They're calling it Internet 2.0 with no freedom of speech whatsoever and social credit scores for everyone. In other words, they want to take down the internet as it is today and put up a new one that serves commercial, corporate, government interests only. And you ordinary people, you get to read what they feed you, but you don't get to respond back and share information with others. It's time to bring back FidoNet. Okay, now, we went through this situation a little while ago. The Disinformation Governance Board over at the Department of Homeland Security was being run by Nina Jankowicz, who drew a lot of ridicule for this Mary Poppins parody video that she did. So she resigned, and the whole thing was shut down. We thought, well, that's it. The government's going to be minding its own business. No, it turns out there's a report just issued by the House Judiciary Committee has found that the Department of Homeland Security is basically privatizing their censorship operation. They're simply contracting with third parties in order to circumvent the First Amendment. See, this is something that has been sold to us over the last several years. Well, the First Amendment only applies to the government and really does not apply to private companies and private citizens. And so they can do whatever they want. But of course, if they're working hand in glove with the government, then it is a First Amendment violation because these third-party companies are acting as agents on behalf of the federal government to implement their policies. Okay. Now, over at Fox News, things are not very good since the departure of Tucker Carlson. Its popular streaming service has literally crashed. Staffers are being let go. Apparently, Fox News, in a fit of pique, has dismissed the rest of everybody who worked on Tucker Carlson's show. I'm sure they're just going to go on over to Tucker Carlson's new venture and get a job there. But Fox News really shot itself in the foot on that one. All righty, getting on back to Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently, there's been a bit of a settlement from J.P. Morgan totaling $290 million, which sounds really rather impressive here. Now, the lawyers for the victims are asking for $87 million in legal fees, okay? But unfortunately, something has surfaced in the class action settlement documents that the victims have to release their individual claims against J.P. Morgan before they can share in the collective class action settlement from J.P. Morgan. And unfortunately, they are not going to know what they're going to get until after they release their private claims. And they're saying they could literally wind up with just, you know, a handful of change, and the rest of the money would go for, you know, administrative fees and various things like that. Lawyers are really not very nice people. Now, a report from Reuters came on out, and normally I would not comment on this because I don't believe in holding people alive today responsible for things their ancestors did long before they were born. As you can guess, this is about reparations. Reuters apparently did a report finding out that every single American president is descended from slave owners. A bunch of other politicians are as well. There's only one exception. That's Donald Trump, because his ancestors emigrated to the United States after slavery had ended. And yes, even Barack Obama is descended from slave owners through his mother's side of the family. Now, of course, I don't fault these individuals for things that were done in the past year. However, if reparations are in fact going to be paid on out, I think we now know who to send the bills to. Okay, and don't worry, these are politicians. They've got lots of money. You know, far more money than you'd think based on their congressional and presidential salaries here. So that's who the reparations bill should go to on that one. Okay, let's talk a little bit about COVID. And actually, we're coming up on another commercial break. And we will be back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, let's talk about COVID and the vaccines and a lot of politics. With Dr. Fauci having stepped down, the new pitchman, key salesman for the vaccines is Dr. Peter Hotez. And it turns out that a lot of his funding has come from a controversial Chinese military facility at the Wuhan lab. And apparently he's entangled in this web of funding, collaboration, and research with Chinese military scientists potentially involved in the development of COVID-19. And this story weaves together key Chinese military virologists and culminates in the smoking gun evidence surrounding COVID-19's notorious furin cleavage site, which is one of the things that signaled this was an artificial life form. So anyway, now, as for Dr. Fauci himself, he is now basically joining the Georgetown University as a distinguished professor. And anytime you've got somebody who's out there pushing the official line, they're always a distinguished professor as opposed to an ordinary not really with the ball game regular professor here. So he's got his next job out there and so forth and so on. Story coming on out, actually it's a Rumble video, and we linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. With so many people who have been dying and suffering major injuries from the COVID mandates and the mRNA injections, medical journals that published faulty science to support this sales pitch, if you will, are now going back and scrubbing the record. They're deleting articles that they don't want to have to try and explain. How could you say such a stupid thing? So, you know, it's like Winston Smith over at the medical library here. Now, pardon me. Over in Fort Collins, Colorado, Colorado State University wants to build a new National Institute of Health-funded biolab and bat research facility to be completed by the end of summer. And unfortunately, the local population is very upset because Colorado State University has a horrible track record of lab leaks in the past. And people are saying they should never be allowed, okay, to get involved in gain-of-function research, which is what they're going to be doing. They're making bioweapons here. So now Colorado State University officials deny that the Bat Disease Research Lab will conduct gain-of-function experiments, but locals opposed to the facility cite evidence the university is already conducting such risky research on deadly pathogens. So they have a right to be concerned. Now, up in Canada, a little bit of good news, okay? Hundreds of members of the Canadian Armed Forces signed on to a $500 million class action lawsuit against their military leaders over the imposition of unlawful COVID jab mandates. And according to the legal challenge, the mandates caused the plaintiffs harm and constituted a breach of public trust. Now, a victory in this case could set an important precedent for all Canadians who were pressured to get the shot against their will. So, yeah, good for them. All righty. Now, there's been an interesting situation. Five people inside the United States have contracted malaria. And these are people who did not travel outside the country. That's what makes it unique. You know, we'll have people coming back from other parts of the world, and yes, they've got malaria. But malaria was officially declared eliminated back in 1951. Now, normally there's about 2,000 people have malaria in the nation, but they all involve trips abroad. Now, for this group of five people, they don't have any exposure. So the most likely possibility that I can see is that some of the illegal immigrants flooding across our borders have malaria and are transmitting it to local mosquitoes who then transmit it to other people. Or maybe somebody dropped a test tube over at Bill Gates' gene-altered mosquito laboratory. Let's talk about the international news. A story from Global Research. The headline reads, World War III has already begun, but the truth is being withheld from the public until the very last moment. And I've made the comment many times in the past that future historians are going to look at this particular time in our history and say, yes, World War III was already underway at this point. And we're being mushroomed. We're being kept in the dark and fed on poo. And you know, meanwhile, insiders are stockpiling food, ammunition, medical supplies, precious metals, and so forth and so on. And the president of Serbia, though, is being very vocal, saying that the world is about to experience a great world conflict that will likely begin in the next 2 months. And apparently, Aleksandar Vučić made the comments during the first day of the United Nations General Assembly session in New York. And the full quote from Vučić is, I assume that we're leaving the phase of special military operation and approaching a major armed conflict. And now the question becomes, where is the line, and whether after a certain time, maybe a month or two even, we will enter a great world conflict not seen since the Second World War. I tend, sadly, to agree with him on that one. And it will be worse than World War II because we ended World War II with nuclear weapons. We will likely get to the nuclear weapons a lot earlier in the schedule in World War III. Okay. Now, earlier today, the Biden administration announced yet another military aid package for Ukraine worth $500 million. So more and more of your money is going on there. I have really reached the point where I think Zelensky is blackmailing Joe Biden over Burisma, and Joe Biden is just going to keep sending your money to Ukraine until the United States is completely, totally bankrupt. Okay? And I think that's really what's going on here. All right. We're looking back at the Wagner mutiny, if you will, and basically, it turns out there was a reason that it started when it did, because the defense ministry had demanded that all the Wagner mercenaries sign contracts with the Russian army that would have taken away the autonomy of the Wagner outlet, and with it a large chunk of their profits. The run of Prigozhin's troops toward Moscow was trying to get Putin's attention and make him reverse the ministry's plan. And so that's, you know, people are just happy the whole mess is over. And Biden's once again stressing that the U.S. was definitely not involved in the Wagner uprising. Meanwhile, Putin is saying the West wanted Russians to be killing each other. Yeah, that goes back to the art of war as a tactic here. And there's no doubt, if you remember what was on social media, the Western experts were drooling over the prospect of doom and civil war in Russia and the downfall of Vladimir Putin. Now, this is a little bit interesting here. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued an urgent cable telling all American officials around the globe not to speak about the Wagner mutiny. They can't talk about it at all. All they're allowed to say is Washington is monitoring the events. That's all they're allowed to say. So somebody's keeping something close to their chest here. Over in Belarus, they are building several camps for the mercenaries from PMC Wagner. And relatives of Russian militants confirms that the military are being sent to a neighboring country. Now, I don't know if these are Wagner mercenaries who don't want to sign a contract with Russia, or they've signed a contract with Russia and Russia has said, we need you to be in Belarus for something that's coming on up here. Okay. Now, once again, we're seeing reports saying we need to be ready for a false flag attack. And let's be honest, you know, the Titan submersible is out of the news. Nobody cares anymore. The Wagner mutiny fizzled. It's out of the news. Joe Biden is standing up there with Hunter Biden as more and more whistleblowers are coming forward saying this guy really did a lot of very dishonest, corrupt stuff. And Biden needs another distraction. He needs a really big distraction to take the heat off of him, especially now that the corporate media seems to have tired of its role of always cleaning up the little messes that Hunter and Joe leave behind them as they stroll along here. So, again, we're getting reports that there are heavy weapons, NATO weapons, at the South Ukraine nuclear power plant. And what's interesting is the guards at the facility don't know what's going on. Nobody understands why they're there. They're just sort of around there. Now, there was a story that was trying to sort of sell this idea. This came out of Pravda. And it said, the plan to blow up the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant approved. Situation has never been so severe before. Chief of Defense Intelligence. And basically, Kirill Budanov, head of the Defense Intelligence, is convinced that the plan to blow up the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant by Russians has been fully developed and approved. And the danger is just, it's great. It's tremendously great. Meanwhile, the White House is saying there is no imminent threat to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The U.S. has said we are monitoring the situation. There's a lot of monitoring going on. And they're saying, no, we're really not seeing any of that indications. Now, a little bit of good news. We hope, cross your fingers and so forth and so on. Peace negotiations on the Ukraine conflict could begin in July. This is being reported by German state TV channel ARD. And according to this story, senior officials from a number of global powers held a meeting last week in Copenhagen to discuss the issue. And so ARD reported that U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was among the dignitaries at the event. And the main objective of the gathering was to secure the support of neutral countries such as China, India, Brazil, and South Africa. And so they're hoping that, you know, the talks are going to get underway and everybody's going to get together and say, you know, this has really gone far enough and nobody really wants a nuclear war except for some really crazy people. And anyway, another story from One American News Network. The Russian military is making major investments into the security of the Black Sea Fleet's main base by increasing its number of trained dolphins. They are heavily invested in military dolphins, and apparently a satellite image is showing that the pens in the water they're more building more and more of them. They're building them larger, and I wish them a lot of luck. But the fact is that the United States Navy tried this about 20 years ago, I think, and the dolphins proved to be too independent-minded. In fact, there was one report that a dolphin that was trained to detect and kill enemy frogmen turned and attacked one of its trainers. So the program was shut down, and these militarily trained dolphins were all released into the ocean, and all of a sudden those tuna boats just started sinking mysteriously. Anyway, that last part was humor. All right, Germany is going to station 4,000 troops in NATO's Baltic eastern flank of Lithuania. This is another sign of escalation. Meanwhile, the European Union has agreed to increase the maximum size of a fund used to finance military aid for Ukraine by 3.5 billion euros, which is about $3.8 billion. They're raising it up to a total of $12 billion. Okay. Now, senators are calling on Israel to allow the U.S. to send Iron Dome batteries to Ukraine. And what's really interesting is they're not asking Israel to send their Iron Dome batteries. The U.S. has two Iron Dome missile defense batteries. Remember, the U.S. actually designed and built these for Israel. And for some reason, they feel they need Israel's permission to take these Iron Dome batteries that are on U.S. soil and send them over to Ukraine. And so we'll see what Israel is going to say about that. Meanwhile, there are indications that Ukraine-Israel relations are deteriorating. That may get in the way of the Iron Dome transfer. But apparently Ukraine is upset that while Israel claims to support them, they're really not being very generous with actual weapons. You know, they're sending medical supplies, and that's a very good thing, but you don't win a war with antibiotics. So they're concerned about that. Meanwhile, down in Israel, they have approved plans to build over 12,000 settlement units in the first half of this year. And, of course, we had that story that came on out a few days ago on how the Israeli army sabotaged agricultural tools, used vehicles and toxic chemicals to destroy the crops to drive the Palestinians out. Meanwhile, a U.S. congressional committee, the House Appropriation Committee's State Foreign Operations and Related Programs Subcommittee, wants to eliminate the Special Representative for Palestine. They're saying it is part of a cost-cutting bill, cost-cutting movement, rather, here. And what's really interesting, John Kerry was being interviewed on French TV channel LCI, and he was basically challenged by the host, saying, well, you know, you're critical of Russia just carrying out an aggression into Ukraine, but why is this any different than what the United States did in Iraq? And John Kerry was kind of hemming and hawing, and he said, well, you know, yes, we know now there were no weapons of mass destruction there, but at the time we really were convinced there were weapons of mass destruction, and that gave us justification for the invasion. Now, Ukraine doesn't have weapons of mass destruction, so Russia doesn't have that kind of a justification. So he's basically trying to spin this to where, you know, the U.S. invades Iraq is good and Russia invades Ukraine is bad. And they're still trying to push that here. Now, one of the things that I did not agree with Donald Trump doing was ripping up the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the Iran nuclear deal. The decision to scrap the deal was very heavily influenced by neoconservative members of his cabinet, including John Bolton and Mike Pompeo. And so we've reached the point now where they're saying the U.S. can't stop the rise of Iran, but maybe it is time to go ahead and make a truce and establish diplomatic relations. So we're coming up on taking another commercial break, and we will be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the international news. And over in Germany, the populist Alternative for Germany party shocked the political establishment in the country after securing its first ever district council election victory. This happened over the weekend, despite all the other major parties banding together to support the opposing candidate. And This is what the Alternative for Germany Party describes as the beginning of a political earthquake. And, the people of Germany, like people all over the world, they're tired of liberalism and green. And, you know, they want to go back to just, you know, simple, run the country, keep everybody employed and happy here. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the U.S. reaching out to Australia, wanting to have more military bases down there, wanting to get Australia to help support the war in Ukraine. But apparently Australia is developing some cold feet. I mean, they are basically on halfway around the globe there. And they're basically saying that supporting these U.S. agendas is really not in Australia's best interest. And they're willing to send a little bit, but they're going to cap it. They're going to cap it and say this much and no further here. Meanwhile, back in the 1990s, U.S. troops left the Philippines completely, and the prevailing assumption was that an extremely close military relationship between Washington and Manila would be another relic of the Cold War. The decision by the Philippine Senate not to renew the U.S. leases on Clark Air Base and Subic Bay Naval Base was quite emphatic, and a thick layer of ash from the eruption of Mount Pinatubo made Clark unusable in any case, and public opinion in the country tended to both installations as a lingering, painful reminder of Washington colonial rule. Now, the Mutual Defense Treaty remained intact, however, and basically U.S. military officials soon sought to exploit Manila's worries about China to orchestrate a return of U.S. forces. And that is exactly what's going on. They've signed a new bilateral agreement. It is accelerating the process and expands the scope of the U.S. military presence. And they've already held one joint military exercise involving more than 12,000 U.S. troops. China, of course, is not very happy about this. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday defended President Joe Biden, calling Chinese President Xi Jinping a dictator. And this comes after, you know, trying to say, let's calm things down about Taiwan. And there Joe Biden goes and pours salt in the wound. And Blinken says, yeah, we can go ahead and do that. And generally, personal insults at that level of diplomacy are frowned on. It really is not very good. Meanwhile, Taiwan is equipping some of their close-range spy drones with an ammunition system so that they can be used not just for surveillance, but for actual combat here. And they've already received 32 out of an order of 50. That's about $25 million worth of these drones. Oh, and there's the music. We've got to take a break here for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.